The thing I remember most about my bar exam experience is this. An announcement just before the test that women wearing heels should tiptoe when leaving their assigned seats to head to the restroom, lest they bother other test takers with a click, click, click from their elegant heels. We were wearing heels because in Virginia, those taking the bar exam must dress in attire suitable for a lawyer's courtroom appearance. I remember that announcement and the woman across from me who unwrapped enough candy to rot two sets of teeth. Crinkle, crinkle. If you sense a dozen-year-old, still electric anxiety, you won't be surprised to learn that the tension in the air these days is shooting out from law school graduates who will take the bar exam next week. States generally give their bar exams twice per year, once in winter and once in July. Law school graduates take the exam in the state in which they want to practice law. You want to be a Virginia lawyer, you take the Virginia bar exam. Most bar exams are given over 2 days. One day is a multiple choice test, 200 questions in all. Those questions can be tricky, and they cover areas like constitutional law and criminal law, the basics. Those same questions are given across the nation. It's called the multi-state part of the bar exam. The other day is usually filled with state-specific essay questions. Illinois test takers, for example, must prove that they know about Illinois state law, family law, wills and trusts, equity jurisprudence, to name a few, and to send a chill up the spine of all lawyers and lawyers-to-be out there. You don't know the law, you don't pass the test, you can't practice law, even if you've graduated from law school. And then the results come. In the mail, back when I took the exam, rumor had it that those who passed got a thin envelope with a letter of congratulations. Those who failed got a thicker packet containing much information about a possible second attempt at passing. Happily, my letter required only one stamp. But thick packets are sent. And sometimes the recipients, perhaps seeking an alternative way to demonstrate all that they've learned in law school, sue. An example, one test taker from Hawaii who sued when the state bar refused to regrade his oh-so-close-to-passing exam. The court sided with the bar examiners, and the test taker had to retake the test. Or an applicant from Illinois who failed the bar exam 5 times and then sued, arguing that the exam served no useful purpose and that he was perfectly fit to practice law, failures notwithstanding. He failed again, failed to persuade the appellate court judges that they should meddle in matters of the state bar, case dismissed. So it's clear that not everyone who takes the bar exam next week will pass it. In Illinois, around 25% of bar exam takers typically fail the exam. In California, the number is closer to half. But those numbers mean oh so much more when there's a face attached. After I'd learned that I'd passed the Virginia bar, 35% fail, I saw a fellow test taker at a Civil War battleground, poetically enough. As the tour guide lectured, I gave the fellow test taker a hopeful thumbs-up sign, assuming the best. He aimed his thumb not toward the sky, but toward the ground. A deadly combination of clicking clogs and crinkling candy probably led to his bad score. He's learned to wear earplugs, I'll bet. I've learned not to ask anyone anymore about bar exam results. I'm Amy Guida.